This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendora speaking. We're inviting you to stay tuned now to hear another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message from God's Word by the old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendora, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, and I'm happy to have you folks with us. Let me give you my website. It's www.radiomission.org. You can go there and find out much material about the old Trailblazer, about the Pastor Shelton's ministry, the Voice of Truth, the Trailblazer. And then our email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And then also our bookstore is open now to business through the mail or the email or through the fax machine. And our telephone number is 225-664-8658. So we'd be happy to hear from you. We're looking at our study now in Revelation. We're coming down to the end. We're looking at that new city. Oh, what a new city we're going to find. We started there in our last study, but let's notice now the description of that new city. In the 12th verse of that chapter, 21st chapter, he said, it has a great high wall. It has 12 gates. On the east were 3 gates, on the north were 3 gates, on the south were 3 gates, and on the west were 3 gates. He further states that these gates are 12 angels. When God drove man out of the Garden of Eden, he placed angels at the east gate with a flaming sword to guard the tree of life so man could not re-enter the garden and partake of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful state. Here we find 12 angels, not guarding the tree of life with a flaming sword, no doubt pointing men to the tree of life by keeping the gates open day and night. As we approach the 3 gates, we find names written there, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. We turn our eyes from the gates, and behold, the foundations of the wall of the city. It does not say foundation, but foundations with an S. As we stand there gazing upon these foundations as most precious stones, we notice the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb engraved thereon. This is a memorial city to the 12 sons of Israel and to the 12 apostles of the Lamb. In Ephesians 2:19, we find these words, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." God's design is carried throughout his entire new creation, beginning with the believer on the believer's new home to the believer's new home. Then John calls our attention to the size of the city and the walls thereof. He said in the 16th verse, "The city lieth four square and is the shape of a cube." In 1 Kings 6:20, we find that when Solomon built the Holy of Holies in the temple at Jerusalem, there where the presence of God dwelt, it was built in the shape of a cube, 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, 30 feet high. The New Jerusalem, the capital city of the new earth, will be the place where God will dwell with his people. The throne will be there. The city lieth four square. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. John said that when the angel measured the city, he found it to be 12,000 furlongs, which is 1,500 miles. The size of the city would occupy more than half of the United States of America. Therefore, God will have to create a new earth which will take care of this new city. This new city, the home of the bride, the Lamb's wives, the blood-bought ones, will be 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. What a city! The wall, 216 feet thick, was of jasper. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. Then he named the stones, or the precious gems, that went to make up the foundation of the wall of the city. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, I can't say that word, or an emerald. An emerald, the sardox, the sardius, the chrysolite, the beryl, topaz, and chrysoprase, then jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. If you'll take your dictionary, and I wish you would, go there and look up these words, noting the color, you'll find that the foundation of the city will have the basic colors of the rainbow. Don't you like to see a rainbow? Oh, when we was kids, out on a farm, it'd come up a little shower of rain, we'd run under the barn, and in a few minutes it'd be gone, we'd go back to work, my dad let us make us go back to work, and after a few minutes, there'd be a beautiful rainbow. Looked like it stopped over there at the end of our field, but we know better. But we often said if we could find the end of the rainbow, be a pot of gold. You know what that pot of gold is? The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend. But listen, you'll find that this city will have the basic colors of the rainbow. We see this great truth in that new city, the home of the redeemed, will be a gift of grace, an act of mercy, as the salvation of our souls and our new bodies is a gift of grace. Just think, because of the grace of a sovereign, eternal God, He sent His Son into the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. We can never speak. I try and attempt never to bring a message, but what I tell you, that Christ died for sinners. Hold out hope. Folks call us old hellfire and damnation preacher. No, we don't do that. No, we don't do that. We bring you the gospel. We bring you the truth. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Folks don't want to hear that. No, folks don't want to hear that. If it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, folks don't want to hear that. Preachers don't want to hear that. I made mention the other day, I was at a funeral, and I made mention that of all of the radio preachers that I hear, and all of the TV preachers that I hear once in a while, or read their periodicals, I never hear one of them mention a sinner. I never hear one of them tell how the Lord saved them. I never do that. I never do. And I ask you folks, you who listen to me, and you belong to the local assembly church there in your city, in your town, out there in the country where you live, or in the big city, and you go to the church, mega church maybe. When the pastor comes down to the front to shake hands on his way out, call him on the side and say, "Brother, would you take next Sunday's service and tell us how the Lord saved you? The old trailblazer tells us often how the Lord saved him. And would you just take time out? We'd like to know. We'd like to know how the Lord saved you and what the Lord means to you. And the old trailblazer asked me to ask you that so that we would know. And would you do that, Pastor?" And then you pray for your pastor. Pray for him. Day by day. Oh, many folks are failed to pray for their pastor. But I tell you what, folks pray for the old trailblazer. Time in, time out, day in, day out, I receive your mail, your letters, your phone call, and you say, "Trailblazer, we're praying for you." Folks up there in West Virginia and in the mountain area there in Tennessee and Georgia and all those places where we have broadcast in Cincinnati and Memphis and Tennessee and Nashville and Knoxville and Nebraska. Folks write me and they say, "Old Trailblazer, we're praying for you." So I asked you to do that. Would you do that? Oh, but listen now. We're looking back at that city. The Lord granted us grace to trust the Lord back there and faith toward bringing us unto that blessing of the atonement. That's what salvation is. You know what an atonement is, my friend? Do you know what the word atonement means? Be a good word study for you. It means a covering. When old Noah built the ark, and the scripture says he pitched it within and without. And that word pitch comes from the word atonement, and it's a covering. Old Noah took that, I don't know what it was, maybe it was what we used to call pine rosin out here in the country, and you cut a pine tree down, the rosin had run out of the butt of it. But there's something, he took pitch, and that's what that word atonement, it's a covering. He delivered us from Satan, translated us into the kingdom of God, and in other words, he saved us for Christ's sake. Then he comes back. When he comes back, he'll give us our new bodies for Christ's sake, in which we will be like our Lord. Then at the end of that 1,000-year reign, he will escort us into this new city. Now, folks have asked me about that 1,000-year reign. What's going to happen? Oh, my friend, would you just take heart? Would you just listen? He'll escort us into that new city, which will be our future home throughout eternity. What grace and what mercy and what goodness. We have everything to gain and nothing to lose by trusting the Lord. Can you imagine 1,500 miles long? That would be as long as from here to San Diego, California, from Louisiana to California, and then 1,500 miles wide, and then 1,500 miles high. The Lord ordained. Those are the Lord's numbers, not mine. No, sir. But listen, let us take a closer look. Now, we're going to just try to take a little closer look at that city that John saw coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. He said in the 18th verse, the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. You know, I've been privileged in my earlier days in the construction business to visit some of the most beautiful places in the world. Homes that were built that cost several millions of dollars. And to see all the appointments there, the trim and the flush and the carpets and the tapestries and the rugs and all of the artwork. I've been in those homes. Oh, I wasn't very comfortable, but I'll be comfortable in that new city. Be comfortable there. I won't be no stranger. Won't be no stranger there. Did you know that? Isn't that grace? I have a song here by a little group, quartet group, and they have a song on it titled "There Be No." I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. Won't that be something? Won't that be something? If you'd like to have it, you write me. I'll make you a copy of it and send it to you. I'll be no stranger there. And they sang it. Beautiful quartet singing it. But I'll be no stranger there. I wasn't very comfortable in those luxurious homes. I'd be there maybe having done the electrical work in some of them and or either visiting someone. But I wasn't very comfortable. You know, you're afraid you might spill something, coffee on the floor or something, just something accidentally. But we won't have that problem in this new city. Oh, listen, we're going to get into it. Let's take a closer look at it in our next study. But let's look there in the 18th verse. It says, the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And in 2 Chronicles 3:8, we find that Solomon overlaid the walls and the floor of the Holy of Holies with fine gold. Here it's called pure gold, like unto glass. Oh, folks, think now. They have a little piece of gold. And it's worth money now. It's gold is very expensive now. But we'll walk on it. We'll walk on it. Someone said if an old individual who never gets saved happened to get to heaven and he said he'd have a pickaxe and a wheelbarrow trying to pick up the gold streak. But my friend, no, we won't do that. We won't do that. We'll be singing praises unto our blessed Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The Lord God Almighty. The old Trailblazer is going to be there one day. You going to be there? You going to be there? I tell folks take, get aggravated with me sometime and they kind of fall out with me and I let them know, you know what? You get to heaven and when we get there, we'll kiss and make up. And won't that be great? Won't that be great? You know, we'd be forgot about all them little old petty arguments over a petty thing, who was right and who was wrong. We'd be looking to the Lord. Are you going to be looking to Him? Or are you going to be pouting over there somewhere and never make it? Are you going to be swelled up at the pastor, take issue with the pastor over some little statement or something, and get mad and turn off the radio and go out and cuss a fit? Oh, my friend, don't do that. Come on and ask the Lord to forgive you and trust the Lord day in and day out. And then we'll find each other in that new city. We're going to have a lot of time, my friend, on our hands. And we haven't even got to the description yet. But just wait till our next time. This is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Remember my mailing address? The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye and God bless you.